Hi guys, it's your host Jamel and Tristan
with the Meet Me at the Bar podcast. Welcome to Meet Me at the Bar podcast, episode one. So my name is Tristan and I'm sat here with my co-host Jamel.
Hello.
And yeah, this is the first one. So we're sat here a little bit nervous, wondering how we're going to do this, what we're going to talk about, hating the sound of our own voices when we have to listen to it back, which I'm sure everyone can relate to. So a quick little brief intro before we talk about what this podcast is going to be all about and what we're going to be talking about in the episode. So I am a personal trainer and nutritionist, and Jamel, a personal trainer who specializes in strength and conditioning. So I'm going to hand over to Jamel, who's going to give us a bit of an intro about what this podcast is going to be all about.
Thank you, mate. I think you oversold me there, but I'll take it and run.
That was being nice.
It's about time. You're never usually nice. Okay, guys. So hello to start with. A bit about what me and Tristan think or want this podcast to be like to start with. Obviously, it's still very young. First episode, we kind of had a brainstorm when doing this. And I think our first thoughts were that we really want to be able to like add value to as many people as possible. And we know that a lot of people are into podcasts at the minute. I listen to a few podcasts, Coffee Pods and Wads being probably my favourite one because I like all them three. Do you listen to any, mate?
Yeah, I listen to a few. I quite like listening to podcasts of sort of self-development ones and stuff around sort of like nutrition and fitness. So yeah, I think they can be really helpful. So hopefully we can be too.
I love how we both say that. We're looking at each other. Basically, the setup that me and Tristan got at the minute is we're directly opposite each other on a table. So you kind of got like speed dating vibes. So it's kind of strange.
It's kind of weird.
Anyway, so obviously we're both in the fitness industry. So we'd love to discuss different fitness topics and, you know, we could potentially be able to give people something to take away and add to their training or their lifestyle or build new habits or potentially, you know, bust some myths because obviously there's a load of rubbish out there in the industry. It's absolutely littered with just like false information and like facts, not even facts, like things that people say that have absolutely no proof or like scientific efficacy there.
Yeah, there's a lot of cowboys out there like selling misinformation as well, isn't there?
Exactly that. Cheers, mate. But then like as well as the fitness stuff, you know, we do see ourselves as like quite outgoing people, like we like a drink and whatever, so like we want to talk about everyday life. You know, what we got up to, what I had for breakfast, if anyone's interested. Also as well, we know quite a few cool people, so maybe a little bit down the line or in the next couple episodes when we get better at this, so we're not just stuttering 24/7, we could have some cool guests on that will share some experiences with obviously us and you guys as well.
Yeah, do you know any astronauts?
Lance Armstrong, were he the first guy that landed on the moon?
That definitely wasn't him, was it?
I don't know, mate.
So what next thing we was going to talk about is we're going to bore you slightly with just talking a little bit about ourselves. But the reason we wanted to say this really is because, you know, if we're talking about fitness and nutrition, I guess we want to at least kind of sound credible, that we have some clue about what we're talking about is actually decent information. So starting with myself, my name is Tristan. I am the ripe age of 32 years young.
Jesus.
Jamel living over there. So how old are you now?
23.
And I, in terms of the fitness industry, I've been in it for about three to four years. Had a bit of a career change. Before that, I've done a few different jobs. I started off actually as doing like landscaping, gardening and more sort of construction work. After getting a bit fed up of that, I decided to have another pretty drastic career change and went into sales, some more office based, selling travel insurance to begin with, and then business insurance. But throughout that time, I was already sort of building up a passion for sort of fitness, training, specifically sort of more sort of bodybuilding type training, and then started to develop a big interest in nutrition. So all of this eventually led to me having a career change and sort of leaving everything that I was I'd already done. And the first step was becoming a personal trainer, which I did. Did some traveling, which I very much enjoy. So I went to Australia for 6 months and did a bit of work over there, not personal training, but I was already qualified at the time, actually, which is a bit weird. But then
work on a farm.
I did, yeah. Did actually work on a farm. Yeah, did work on a farm for about 2 months. Yeah.
How did that go, mate?
Well, it was good. The farmer was a bit of a knobhead, but he was just.
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah. I think they don't like the old backpackers over there. They just kind of use you and abuse you. But yeah, so I did that, which was really good. Come back and then actually got a job as a personal trainer in a commercial gym, which is actually where I met Jamel. And then throughout that time, I've been also developing my skills and I've become an MNU certified nutritionist, which is a specialist nutrition qualification in sort of evidence-based nutrition. So plenty of myths to bust and lots of cool information that I've learned from that. And yeah, over the last few years, I've sort of developing my experience and working with clients and looking to kind of go into sort of more group stuff with Jamel, which we'll go more into, I'm sure.
Okay, guys.
That was a bit...
Jesus. Okay, guys. So obviously I've got 9 years less than Tristan to get through. So
yeah, it should be shorter then.
I haven't been around the block as many times as he has. So basically my background is I played a lot of rugby. So I did like all the age group stuff for Northampton Saints Academy. I basically got told that I wasn't going to be good enough when I was finishing college. Finished there, I think it was under 18 setup. Made some really good friends there though. Yeah, so I got told I wasn't going to be good enough. So I was scratching my head and was like, oh no, standard, like what do I do sort of thing. The only thing that I could come up with really was I really enjoyed sort of the gym side, mainly the strength, not so much the conditioning side of rugby. So I think I was playing potentially some part-time rugby at the time, and then I got my level 3 PT while I was sort of playing that part-time rugby. And then I kind of just sort of fell into the job, you know, like applied at a commercial gym, worked there for some time, and then went to another gym, and then worked there some time, and then, you know, I then went to another gym.
You've been around the block then.
I've been around the block of the gyms. No, so basically the first one I'm not going to name any names, but I went there and I didn't get on with some of the people there, so I left. And then the second one was actually like an employed position where they would basically pay me an hourly rate, which was fantastic because I worked there for about 12 months and I was delivering about 25 PT sessions a week, 25 to 30 PT sessions a week, and 6 months deep as a personal trainer. Like, PTs don't usually deliver that many sessions, so I gained loads of experience. And then I decided that I wanted to be self-employed again, and then ended up at my third gym, which is where I met you, mate, and then we rode up into the sunset, and the rest is history.
It's really sounding like a love story now, something like, this is where we met. Like,
but no, and then... obviously just developing my skills as a personal trainer, and then sort of with that I decided that I kind of wanted to specialize or work with people that wanted to increase their performance, whether they wanted to get stronger, so you know, like a new one rep max back squat, or if they wanted to weightlift, or I'm currently doing some work as well at a place called Unit 22 in Northampton, which is a really cool spot. They specialize in sort of like CrossFit and they do a lot of weightlifting and stuff. So I'm doing some stuff for them guys and part of that team as well. So I'm really enjoying that at the minute. And obviously I've just done my level 4 strength and conditioning with strength and conditioning education. So that was a really cool course as well. And obviously now we have the bar and this podcast.
So it's kind of, considering you've, like you said at the beginning, you've got 8 years.
Nine.
Do you drag that out a bit? Like, no, it's good. Doing well, mate. What is the bar? So we basically started this business as a result of the pandemic. As we've already kind of said, me and Jamel met at a commercial gym where we worked together. But due to the pandemic, it kind of forced our hand into leaving, really. We opened up a private studio where we wanted to continue to provide sort of personal training. But actually, originally, it was actually going to be an office, wasn't it?
Yeah, so that was kind of weird for us, actually, because it was all of a sudden an office. Then it was like, oh, a makeshift studio for potentially COVID. And then it was like, oh, wait, this is actually happening now. This is going to have to be like a fully run studio.
Yeah, so we started that. So and at this point, we were just providing one-to-one personal training for our existing kind of businesses as
completely
individuals.
Separate. So completely you were, separate. What were you?
But just sharing a facility. What
What is your old self-employed name?
Revamp Fitness. Revamp Fitness, yeah. What was you?
Project Hamilton.
Project Hamilton. So yeah, so that, and we were just basically just sharing the facility. But as we kind of said, we knew we'd already kind of started to work on like mini projects and share ideas and stuff like that. So it seemed like it was only a matter of time before we were going to sort of like turn it into something. And that's where the bar started, and where we wanted to continue providing our one-to-one coaching, but started to develop other services like group coaching and more online services. And there's some pretty exciting plans for the future. One of the reasons it's called the bar is because we kind of wanted to come across like there is that sort of balance and flexibility, and you know, the bar is somewhere that you can socialize and have a drink, which we both like. Not all the time.
Speak for yourself, mate. I'm an athlete.
And you know, having good food and stuff like that. So it's not all about just fitness. Like, there's a good mix of kind of like community, food, nutrition, fitness, and all that sort of thing. So hopefully that explains what the bar is and why we called it. Is there anything you want to add?
I think just sort of personal training can be sort of very empty, both from me as a personal trainer and as a potential client or someone that sees a personal trainer, in the fact that it can be quite a lonely job if it's by yourself and stuff. I think that we do actually work together quite well and complement each other, with obviously you're more interested in nutrition. I've got a bigger interest in performance, like, so that's quite a nice compliment. So I just hope that we can potentially provide a better service through the bar for anyone that we come in contact with, really.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that explains it. So
why are you smiling? That scares me.
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's just this. Just thinking, like, yeah, it's been quite a crazy journey. We went to like we got thrown into this like networking thing a few weeks ago, and we had to basically sit on like a Zoom call with like a few of the people, and they were asking us kind of like fairly deep questions, like what's the biggest thing that you've learned since starting the business and all that, and reflecting on the past year, like, it's been pretty mental in terms of like how many times we've had to stop and start, which I'm sure it has for a lot of people, but we've just had to like adapt so much, and it's kind of odd just like how we've got to this stage now, isn't it, really? So now we're doing a podcast sat across the room from each other.
I know, this is two guys that when we create content, it takes us how many takes? A thousand.
Can only get better, surely.
Can't get any worse, mate. We can't take any longer. All right, but I think we've probably rambled on long enough. Quick fire,
and where to find us, to see our stuff as well. Yeah,
so right, let's go. Quick fire.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick us off, or shall I go?
You can go.
All right.
So quick fire.
So we've got five. Yeah.
Five quick fires.
Okay. This first one's funny because your age. 90s or 2000s.
Ah, 90s. 90s music.
Football or golf?
Ah, it's a tough one. I'm going to say football, but I'm terrible at playing football. I do play golf.
Try to play golf.
Try, yeah. Used to be good at
carbs or fats?
Carbs. Definitely carbs.
Beer or cider?
Ah, that's a tough one. Nah, beer. I'm going to say beer.
Flat white Americano?
Americano. Definitely Americano.
There's a lot about you as a bloke.
What, Americano?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you drink?
No, I drink flat white nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Move the times, bro.
So my quick fires to Jamel then. So rugby or football?
If I don't say rugby, I'm going to sound very bitter because of the story that I told everyone earlier. So I'm going to go rugby. Okay. But I do prefer watching football.
Okay, right.
Sitting on the fence there.
Drinks in a pub or at home?
In a pub.
Took a while to answer.
Preferably in the sun.
It's not in the freezing cold like it kind of is. Well, it's kind of nice. It's just cold, isn't it, right now?
Yeah, cheers, Boris. Go for a drink, but sit outside. Cheers, mate.
Squats or deadlifts?
Squats. All of the squats. Front squat, back squat, all of it.
Love them, don't you? Ketchup or barbecue sauce?
Oh, ketchup.
Yep, ketchup. I'd say that as well. And then exercise, running or biking?
Running. Biking just gives you a sore.
Not like biking. So, yeah. We're going to leave it there, but just to finish off, we have where you can find us and see some of our content. We both post fairly regular content on our Instagram. So my page is @_Tristan.
And mine is @_Jamel.
We post a lot of free content on there, various kind of nutrition topics, fitness topics, strength and conditioning, that sort of thing. So hopefully there's some stuff there that can already sort of help you towards any goals that you may have. And we also have a business page as well, but we're not really doing that too much, but it is @_training. Cool. So we are going to leave it there, and we'll hopefully be here for episode 2.
Yeah, and if you do listen to the podcast, guys, please tag us and post it on Instagram or whatever, because if there are actually people listening to us and they've got this far to us actually rambling on, then fair play to you.
Yeah, that'd be quite an achievement.
All right, well, peace.
Peace. Bye.